Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning, everyone. A little bit of music from Joe and Woody and the boys of the road crew there. Roadcrew66.com for some great road trip inspiring tunes and a little bit of music there. Hey, today we're going to be talking about some great small town destinations. One small town in particular. Of course, we got to give a shout out to our good friends in Tucumcari, New Mexico. Visit the Tucumcari E&M. Town chock full of surprises, more than just a Route 66 destination. Tucumcari is a destination in itself. And today we're going to be talking about one of my very favorite special places, Pontiac, Illinois. And we're very fortunate to have Liz Vincent with us this morning, the tourism director there in Pontiac, who's doing a very, very good job at filling some big shoes. Miss Liz, how are you doing this beautiful morning?
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
You know me. Every day is good. Some are just better than others.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's a beautiful day here in central Illinois, that's for sure.
You know, I just enjoy always talking with you and visiting Pontiac. I just get so inspired. The infectious enthusiasm in that town is just, it's palpable. It's really exciting. And I imagine you had a little bit of apprehension trying to fill Ellie's shoes, but I think you've done a tremendous job there.
Well, thank you. I have to say I was very lucky to spend about 8 years working with Ellie before. And yeah, you're right. There was a little bit of apprehension. She knew what she was doing, that Ellie. But we're doing pretty good here in Pontiac.
And you have got a great event coming up this next week and some put the national spotlight back on Pontiac. National Road Trip Day. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. You might have had a little something to do with that, Jim.
Oh, well. Yeah,
yeah, we're pretty excited. This year we were named the official destination for National Road Trip Day. Kingman, Arizona was the first destination named last year. Am I correct?
Well, yeah, we did put on a little bit of a party last year. Marlo's a pretty good guy to work with. He's pretty dynamic in his own right.
Yeah, he sure is. Yeah. We're excited to have him here. We'll be starting the day off at Wally's here in Pontiac. For those of you that aren't familiar with Wally's, it's a gigantic travel center. The very first one ever built was here in Pontiac. They have a second location now in the St. Louis area. And from what I understand, they're working on more locations. Their tagline is home of the great American road trip. So what better place to start out, you know, National Road Trip Day than at the home of the great American road trip?
I noticed that last year when I was in Pontiac and I thought, what a great slogan to be locating. And it kind of is, Wally's is kind of a bridge between the past and the present and even the future. You've got a touch of the old truck stop there. You've got that great tagline, ties in with Route 66, the nostalgia, kind of a hint of the old Stuckey's on steroids. And yeah, that's a neat, neat place.
That's actually a really good way to describe it. Yeah, it is a really neat place. And, you know, it's not located directly on 66. It is, you know, out by the highway 55. But I have to say the reason it came to Pontiac, and their first location is located here is, the developers, were traveling the 55 corridor between Chicago and St. Louis, and they visited town long before we even knew they were scoping us out. And they said they could just feel the energy of what was happening in our downtown area, which of course is where our museums are located, our murals are located, all of those things that are happening. They were noticing all these visitors from all over the world. So they actually came to us and said, we want to build that there. So while it's, you know, a highway development, and I know it's not quite, you know, 66, it did happen because of 66 and because of what we have going on with our 66 heritage.
Well, you know, communities, I'm surprised by how the lack of communities that really get, they understand what Route 66 can do for their community. But you cannot become myopic. You get myopic and you get so narrow-minded, you can look down a beer bottle with both eyes, and the only thing you see is Route 66. And you've done such a marvelous job in Pontiac using Route 66 as a spotlight to shine on what makes your community unique and special. And the Road Trip Day celebration, this is getting some real attention.
Well, I hope so. Yeah, I hope we have a fantastic, crowd that day. We're going to kick it off with, I know Marlo and the National Day Calendar people, they do a fantastic job publicizing this in advance. Marlo's going to be here. And he's going to do an official proclamation for us. And then he's going to lead off a road trip. That is going to go partially on 66 and then kind of take you out and around and see some other little kitschy sites throughout our area and people back up at our famous mural that's behind our Route 66 museum. I like to tell people if you just Google Route 66, a lot of times you'll just find a picture of that mural.
Oh, gosh, that mural is so famous. It's appeared on National Geographic calendars and everything else. One of the things that really surprises people is your murals. Even in the alleys, you have the most beautiful murals, and that's kind of a surprise for a lot of folks.
Yeah, you know, 18 of them were painted during our Wild Dog Meet in 2009, but we've had many added on since then. In fact, we're getting ready to add our latest mural this summer. That was we were part of the Illinois Route 66 grant through DCEO, and so luckily we're going to have a new one that's going to be debuting this summer that we're pretty excited about. But thankfully we have leaders that notice, you know, the importance of public art and know that it really does literally change the face of your community. And it changed the energy of our community for sure when we had the Wall Dog Meet. But since then, you know, the fact that we've been able to continue adding on and growing from there, I think is really important.
Yeah, you've got such a, your downtown district, historic district is really amazing. The courthouse, of course, is just that's an architectural masterpiece, quite a little gem, and everything from the Sailor Memorial that was dedicated by Teddy Roosevelt, the murals, the Pontiac Oakland Museum for a car, for anybody who's into cars, that is impressive. And for such a small town to have the array of attractions you do, pretty impressive.
Well, I like to say, even if you're not into cars, it's a cool museum to go to because I'm not much of a car person. I hate to say that being from Pontiac, but I like to turn a key and have my car start. That's what I like about cars.
Yes, I want that. You know, I like the styling of old vehicles, but I don't care much what it looks like as long as it gets me from A to B, and it's not a search and rescue vehicle, whether if I leave town, somebody has to search for me and come rescue me. I don't like that.
Yeah, but Tim does an amazing job and he changes it up all the time. And it is beautiful. He really does a great job with the displays. So yeah, I always tell people, even if you're not a car person, you got to go there because it's just, it's beautiful. And you know, our downtown right now today is full of Trans Ams and Firebirds. It's Trans Am Firebird Day here in Pontiac. So you never know what you're going to see on the streets here.
No, I really liked last year. I was talking to some folks about your VIP program, Visitor in Pontiac. And, that's innovative and inspirational. I like that.
Well, would like to say, you know, it was my idea, but it wasn't. Somebody came up with a very ingenious idea, and I agreed, Jim. It's a really good way to get visitors out and exploring our retailers and our restaurants. So for those that aren't familiar with the VIP program, it's a button. We have a new one designed every year. This year, it's actually a nod to our new EV chargers that are downtown. You wear the button and you go throughout our downtown retailers and restaurants and you get discounts, maybe a little freebie. But it really gets people, you know, that are wanting to explore out and about. Yes. And it's a good economic development tool, which is ultimately what, you know, we're trying to do.
I will be, for folks, I'll have some pictures about this and I'll be writing a blog post about the VIP program this next week. I'll be doing a blog post on economic development, tourism in small towns, and I'll be featuring this. I see that Mike May, he's with the Electric Route 66 Association and the Historic Electric Vehicle Association. He really liked that idea about having chargers downtown.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. That was also part of the grant. The state, as I'm sure all states right now, are really putting some backing into Route 66 right now with the approaching centennial. And the state of Illinois, EV is a big part of it. They're really wanting to increase our EV structure in the state. For people traveling Route 66, there's actually an itinerary right now on Enjoy Illinois on how to travel Route 66 in Illinois with an EV. And so our chargers are located right across the street from the front door of our Pontiac Museum complex, which houses the Route 66 Hall of Fame and Museum.
Very, very good. Yeah, I can't say enough about Pontiac. Every time I go there, I get, I'm so inspired every time I visit Pontiac. And then I visit some of these towns and I become so depressed because there's so much to offer, and they just have been able to build the cooperative partnerships like you have, and they just haven't been able to get that spark.
Well, I mean, thankfully, there was a lot of people that came before me that yes. knew and understood and appreciated it. And, you know, like I said, also with you know, the leaders of the community, they've really understood it. And, you know, I understand, especially with a small town, it's hard. You know, for the longest time, it was, you know, why are we putting all this effort into tourism? You know, why when I have a pothole or and I get that, I understand that. I live in this town as well. But when you're able to kind of take a step back and look at the big picture, you can see why, you know, there's that economic development component that we wouldn't have a Wally's if it weren't for what we were doing. You know, there's a couple other big developments that we've, you know, had come to town, and it's because of what we've done with our tourism package. So I would just always encourage people to, you know, really take a step back and look at that and look at, you know, the bigger picture and the end goal as opposed to, you know, what's right in front of you.
Well, you know, community education is the first step on this. A lot of communities see tourism as something you give the old retired folks something to do with the museum or the visitor center. And it's a key component in long-term economic development, but it's more than just heads in beds. Properly done, tourism is basically it's an open house. You're showcasing your community for prospective residents and business owners and, It's just a key. It's a key part of long-term economic development. And Pontiac, when I speak on economic development issues in tourism and communities, I showcase Pontiac a lot because, in my opinion, you guys are the poster child for how to do this and do this right. You folks have managed to sell everything on the hog, including the squeal. And you've just done such a great job. I really am sorry I'm going to be unable to attend next week. I kind of had hoped, but I've got some conflicting appointments, and so I'll have to be enjoying the event vicariously, I guess.
Yeah, in spirit.
Yes, I'll definitely be there in spirit.
Yeah.
Speaking of the centennial, is it too early to be asking what kind of things are you cooking up?
Ooh, is it too early? Well, you know, we do have some ideas on some things we're working on. For instance, this mural that I was just discussing, it does definitely celebrate 100 years, and it has a little bit of a unique twist to it. So I'm excited to reveal that. But yeah, as far as the centennial, I mean, I just feel like we're going to blink and 2026 is going to be here.
Oh gosh. The time is going. The speed with which things are going, gosh, I'll be dead a week before I even know it. It's just astounding. What's happening.
And I don't know what it's like with you guys right now, but we're seeing visitorship. It's different now, different in a good way, but everything is just so different now, you know, post pandemic. And we are so busy lately, and it's been fantastic.
Well, that's good. The apocalypse really changed the dynamics of tourism, you know, all the way across the board. There was some good that came out of it. I think Americans rediscovered the road trip resultant of COVID, and that's a good thing. Our international travelers, I don't know. It's going to be a little bit before we get that back exactly where it was, but we're doing things here. And I tell you, one of the things you've done very well in Pontiac too is Bob Waldmeyer, the tribute to Bob Waldmeyer and his bus and his van. The popularity of that fella is quite impressive. We actually have a Bob Waldmeyer mural here in Kingman.
Do you really?
Yes. Wow. He had his Volkswagen bus, the one you have on display. He had the Hackberry General Store out here in Hackberry for a little while. And when he would travel, he'd have his Volkswagen bus fixed down here at a place called TNT Engineering on Route 66. It was a Ford dealership back in the 60s. And in exchange for some work, he converted the wall of the machine shop, the exterior wall along Route 66, into a map of Route 66. So we have a Bob Waldmeyer mural here. Something we don't promote it very much, but I'm working on that.
Well, I personally never met Bob, and I'm really sad that I never met Bob, because I feel like he and I would have been we would have gotten along really well. But between his VW, his road yacht, the Bob Waldmeyer Experience, which is an exhibit of his art, and some other interesting things like the cage that he kept a couple of rattlesnakes in at the Cozy Dog. we've got some really neat little artifacts in there that we worked with his brother Buzz on. It's really neat. In fact, you were talking about Hackberry. We've got a video that Buzz gave us that's a couple that met him at the at Hackberry at the general store, and he kind of gives them a tour. And so I just think it's really cool to, you know, listen to him talk and show him around, and the end he drives off in the VW. And yeah, it's pretty neat.
Bob, I tell you, I lean towards the redneck side of life, I suppose. I spent a lot of time working ranches out around Hackberry when I was younger, and used to get my groceries actually at Hackberry General Store when it was still the General Store. Yes, I am that old. But when Bob moved out there with his bus and all, I just shook my head. I thought, God bless, here we go. You know, it's like Woodstock or something all over again. And I got to talking with Bob, and an amazing fella. His artwork is astounding, but I think what says the most about Bob is his relationship with my son. My boy was about 7 or 8 when we met Bob, and Bob just treated him like an adult, talking to him, showing him things, plants, trains. They both had a passion for trains. And just the year before Bob passed, 2 years before he passed, his last trip west, he would still stop by and see me, ask how my son was doing, and always bring a souvenir with trains. And, you know, he remembered people. He really had a passion and an interest in people. And I think that was the key to Bob, his personality, his success. It was a passion for people.
Yeah.
Pretty neat fella. Do you have anything exciting and new coming up as far as museums or exhibits? I know you've got the Society of Guilders Museum and the Pontiac Oakland Museum.
Yeah. We, well, the two people that curate a lot of our exhibits here in town, Ron Sully and Darlene Agner, they have done the Life in the 40s exhibit, the Music of the Civil War and Life of Lincoln, Life on the Titanic. We also have, they just recently added to the Music of the Civil War with 9 days in April. It's a collection of the newspapers from when Abraham, and they're the original newspapers from when Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. And so it's a collection of the, you know, following each day. So that's a pretty unique exhibit. Although not Route 66, but you know, we like to diversify. Well, and they've also added a little bit to their Life in the 40s, which is the early days of travel on Route 66. And it focuses on, I guess you could say fashion, not fashion, but clothing that people, you know, travel with in the 1920s America, which is pretty cool too.
Well, you know, like we said, Route 66 is just the low hanging fruit, and that's how you you use that to showcase your community and its history. And I think that the one thing that makes Route 66, beside the people, I think the thing that makes Route 66 travel such an exciting adventure for people is things like this Lincoln newspaper exhibit. There's such a diversity along the road. And I was reading recently that Pontiac is one of the top destination communities in Illinois now.
Have you really? Heard?
Yes. Let's see where I can find this.
I mean, we'll take it.
let's see, where did I read this? I believe it was Deutsche Welle, a German publication on travel. I'll see if I can find that link and forward it to you. But it was talking about things to see in Illinois besides Chicago. And it mentioned, had just a small blurb there, that Pontiac was quintessential small town America, a place that should not be overlooked in your visits to the land of Lincoln.
Well, that's quite an honor. Yeah.
I think it's very fitting. I think it's very fitting indeed.
You know what? I'm just blushing today, Jim. You're so kind.
Well, you know, it's well deserved. I'm not much for handing out compliments just for the sake of doing so. I sincerely believe Pontiac is the role model and the template for communities that want to be transformed. You know, 25 years ago, Pontiac was a faded place.
Honestly, it was. And I was speaking about it, you know, when I was saying how, as someone who lives here, I remember reading in the newspaper and thinking, what in the heck are they doing? They have a tourism director now. We're going to have a museum. what in the world? And I was a convert. I definitely shook my head when I first started, 25, 20 years ago, when I was reading those newspaper articles about what, the city leaders were planning to do here. And I have to say, that was definitely a vision. it definitely took a vision. And So I know both sides of it, I guess you could say.
Well, I know that Scott McCoy started planting some seeds, and then of course Bob Russell and they started building a team, and well, the rest, as they say, is history.
But, right? Yeah.
But I do encourage people to, if they're involved with community development, or they want to revitalize a community, and the other thing that you've done so well in Pontiac. A few Route 66 communities, there again, they became myopic. They started to see, they woke up to the potential in Route 66, but they became myopic and they ended up losing the identity of their community. They started recreating Disneyland. And that's not what people want. They want an authentic American experience. And you've done that well. The Lincoln exhibit is a perfect example of this. They want small town America, but they want it to be authentic. They want it to be real. So I encourage people that are involved with community development projects, Main Street directors, they need to take a field trip to Pontiac. They need to be really serious about transforming their communities. That's a good place to start, is Pontiac.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we we actually are just in the process of restarting our Main Street program here in town, and it's actually part of our department. We had a very strong Main Street program for a very long time, and unfortunately, it kind of went away, and that's okay. But we were, he doesn't like to be called out, but our first city administrator, Bob Carls, he was very passionate about Main Street. Oh, and yes. So we've restarted our Main Street, and we're definitely working toward those 4 points. And yeah, we had a good foundation laid for us. That's for sure.
Well, that's Kingman Main Street here. That's we put together this narrated historic district walking tour at phase one up last year. In fact, we introduced it, unveiled it last year during National Road Trip Day. And that was a great project. I've enjoyed working with Main Street, and now I'm working with a lot with Main Street in Tucumcari on development of some projects. It's a very, very good organization.
Yeah, it really is.
Liz, I want to thank you for taking time on your day off to kind of visit with us. And I hope next week you just have that place packed out. And I hope it inspires people to take some road trips. That'd be kind of nice.
Ultimately, I think that should be the goal of it, is to get people thinking about that and get people out.
Well, right now it looks like, tentatively, I'm supposed to be there at the Miles of Possibility Conference in Bloomington Normal in October. And of course, it's just a spit and a hop down the road there to Pontiac. So I'll sure pop in and give you a holler, especially if I don't. I assume you'll be in Bloomington Normal for a little bit of the Miles of Possibility.
Oh, yeah, that is the plan. Yeah. And luckily this year, so we're the host community for the Illinois State Main Street Conference. But this year they don't back to back, thankfully. So in October, we'll be in Bloomington Normal for that. And then we'll be hosting Illinois Main Street in November.
I have just one more item I wanted to ask you about. I understand that Pontiac got representation in the Rose Bowl parade this year, less last year.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool picture when I saw it. The state Office of Tourism put a float in this year in the Rose Bowl parade for the first time. And there was our mural right on the back. It was pretty neat, right by Abe Lincoln with the shiny nose that you could rub. So yeah, it was a cool float. I would encourage people to check it out and, you know, look up Illinois Rose Bowl Parade float or, you know, something along those lines. But yeah, it was pretty neat. And the pictures of them building it was cool. And then, of course, you know, there's lots of media around and they want to interview you and talk to you. And so they sent me a picture of it and there they were doing the interview with our mural right there. It was so cool.
You know, that speaks volumes for what you've accomplished in Pontiac, because, you know, when we talk about Pontiac and I share some of these pictures where I speak at these, some events about tourism and I show pictures of Pontiac, people have this impression that it's a fairly large community or at least a mid-sized community. It's actually small town America. Population is about, what, 12,000?
Yeah, but not all of them, you know, can get out.
I gotcha.
Yeah. No, yeah, we're about, 11,500, I think, was about the last census. And yeah, I always joke when I say that, but yeah, we do have a state penitentiary here too, as well. So the population there counts towards our census. So we're about 10,000.
Oh, now that's interesting. I did not know that the penitentiary population was included in your census.
Yeah. Yeah.
My pa always said it's better to fill the head with useless knowledge than no knowledge at all. And I went and learned something. Well, I'll tell you that's
well, there
that,
you go.
Yes.
Take Liz, the rest of the day off, Jim.
Liz, thank you so very much for doing this. And I like to encourage everyone to wander down to Pontiac. I know we run a little bit long this morning, but does anybody have any questions for Liz that I haven't answered? I had a few questions emailed to me and I managed to work them into this, but does anybody that's with us this morning have any questions? I'll get this published up on Facebook and on the website, our website, Jim Hinckley's America website, this morning. And then I'll get links for Pontiac Tourism, and I'll do a blog post that'll include the information about the VIP program for you, too. Liz, thank you very much. I look forward to hearing more about Pontiac. I'll be following the road trip day. And as always, if I can help with anything, you just give a holler.
You're fantastic. I appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
You bet. Take care, Liz. Maggie and everyone who joined us this morning, thank you. And give a shout out to our good friends there at the Uranus Fudge Company and General Store. We sure hope that Mr. Louis Keene is back on his feet soon. He's been a little bit sick there. And we want to give a shout out to Connie Eccles down at the Wagon Wheel Motel in Cuba, Missouri. That's a not quite a motel. It's more of a destination in itself, kind of a magical place that blurs the line between past, present, future, living time capsule, if you will. Speaking of living time capsules, I got two more for you. The Roadrunner Lodge Motel in Tucumcari, New Mexico. David Brenner's a great host there. And then Angela Moreland is doing a wonderful job, Cactus Inn Motel, and a couple other projects that she's working on in McLean, Texas. My friends, we'll do this again next week, and thank you for joining us, and we'll bid adios with a little bit of music from, well, Joe and Woody and the boys of the road crew. Vaya con Dios, mi amigos. We'll see you next week.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.